Here we go.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible,
invincible.
I am woman. You can bend but never break me, 'cause it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my stronger, not a novice any longer, 'cause you've deepened the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible.
Good morning and welcome to Something About the Women. My name is Sue, and today we are going to be exploring and celebrating pop women of the 70s. So very excited to bring this to you. I've been thinking about it for a while. And just for a little bit of background, seven women had top 20 hits in the 70s, seven. And some of these were disco front women, but more were balladeers like Debbie Boone, Barbara Streisand, Carly Simon, and Roberta Flack. Well, I'm not going to play Debbie Boone. I'm probably not going to play Barbara Streisand. But Debbie Boone did have a number one song, You Light Up My Life. It peaked at number one in October of 1977. So props to her. But we're going to start out today with a bunch of singer-songwriters who made it to the pop charts in the 70s, and who better to start us off than Joni Mitchell?
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler, sweet talking ladies, man, and you love your loving. Not like you love your freedom. places. I've seen some hot, hot places come down to smoke and ash. We love our loving. Not like we love our
just can't fake it. Oh, no.
together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
That, of course, is Carly Simon, and you can hear Mick Jagger in the background of that song, and there's rumors that it was about him, but we'll never know. You're So Vain was a great, great song for her. It was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks. She got 3 Grammy nominations for it, including Record of the Year and Song of the Year. She was awarded Best New Artist in 1971, and she was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame for You're So Vain in 2004. So Carly Simon, You're So Vain, from her classic album, No Secrets, and you gotta love Carly Simon. And before that, we heard from Carole King from her classic album, Tapestry. We heard It's Too Late, and that single was released in 1971. It was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and the Adult Contemporary charts. Sales were certified platinum, and Billboard ranked It's Too Late and the A side of that, I Feel the Earth Move, as the number one record for 1971. So Carole King, her breakthrough album Tapestry, came out in 1971. And we started the whole thing off with Joni Mitchell doing Help Me. And that song peaked at number 7 in June 1974 on the Billboard Hot 100. But it hit number 1 on the Easy Listening charts. And I have a great memory from elementary school of being at WABC in New York. And the DJ was playing it as we walked through our little tour. And I'll never forget that. It was such a great musical memory. Continuing now with one of the great songwriters of the 70s, Roberta Flack.
The first time ever I saw you, thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the dark and the endless skies. And the first time ever I kissed, the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of a cat. Ever I lay
Cheat ourselves, it's solitaire. Inventing lovers ugly girls like me at 17.
wrapping up another set of singer-songwriters with Phoebe Snow and her song Poetry Man, which came out on the album of the same name in 1974. It was a top five album on Billboard, and she got a nomination for Grammy Award for Best New Artist. So Phoebe Snow, she was taken from us way too soon, but a really talented singer and songwriter, and just a really amazing artist. Before that, we heard Janice Ian, who I had the pleasure of interviewing on this very show, maybe a little over a year ago. And we heard her song At 17. It reached number one in 1975. She won two Grammy Awards, one for At 17 and the second for a spoken word album, her autobiography called Society's Child. And overall, she has had 10 nominations in 8 different categories for the Grammys. Janice Ian, a really talented singer and songwriter and activist. She has had a problem with her vocal cords of late and isn't singing anymore. And actually, I want to send out my best wishes to her. Her home was really heavily damaged in the recent storms. So big hugs out to Janice Ian. And we finished up with Roberta Flack doing The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. When I was researching this song, turns out she didn't write it. It was written in 1957 by a British political singer-songwriter. And it was a major hit for her in 1972. But what's weird is it came out on an album in 1969. So it took 3 years for that song to come to prominence. And it did so because it was included in Clint Eastwood's film, Play Misty for Me. And that's what launched it up to the Billboard charts 3 years after the album was recorded. So that wraps up our singer-songwriter set. Ooh, alliteration. And we're going to continue with a little bit different kind of a set. We are going to hear from pop royalty. And what do I mean by that? We're going to hear from the Empress of Soul, the Queen of Funk, the Queen of Disco, and the Queen of Country. Let's start it out with the Empress of Soul, Ms. Gladys Knight.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long. Said he's going back,
going back to
a simpler place and time. Oh, you see him
right by his side.
Now be with him.
I know you will.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Even on that midnight train.
Hey. I'd rather live in his world than live without him. But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, So he pined all his hopes, and he even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said. said he's going back to find,
going ooh, back to find
a simpler place and time.
Take that ride.
Ooh.
Yes, he's gonna be right
yeah.
by his side.
Not gonna be with him.
I know you will.
Oh, that midnight train to Georgia. I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Yeah. wash those tears and get myself together. I think I'll wander down the hall and have a look around, 'cause I can't stay inside this lonely room and cry forever.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're wrapping up our set of royalty. And that, of course, was Dolly Parton, the Queen of Country, and an amazing crossover artist. I included her in this top pop women of the 70s just because of her crossover appeal and how amazing she has been throughout her whole career. She wrote that song, and it was a hit in 1978, both on the country and the pop charts. Before that, the Queen of Disco, Donna Summer, doing Bad Girls. She had 32 chart singles on the Hot 100 in her lifetime, including 14 top 10 singles, 4 number 1 singles. She had a top 40 hit every year between 1976 and 1984. And her first top 10 hit in 1976. From then until the end of 1982, she had 12 top 10 hits, and 10 of those were top 5 hits, more than any other act during that period. Donna Summer, the Queen of Disco, absolutely deserves to be on this list. Before that, we heard the Queen of Funk, Rufus, and Chaka Khan. So really, Chaka Khan is the one we're celebrating here, but this song was when she was with Rufus. She began in the early 1970s as the lead vocalist for the funk band Rufus, and she won 10 Grammy Awards as a solo act, 3 gold singles, 3 gold albums, 1 platinum album, and that was I Feel For You. The song we heard was I'm Every Woman. It's from her solo debut album, and it was a number one R&B hit, and later it was a hit for Whitney Houston. Her recording of it reached number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the Hot Soul Singles. So Chaka Khan, they're the Queen of Funk. And we started out with the Empress of Soul, Gladys Knight, along with her Pips. We heard Midnight Train to Georgia. She has won 10 Grammy Awards. She recorded hits through the 60s, 70s, 80s, and she's had two number one Billboard singles, including what we heard, The Midnight Train to Georgia, and also That's What Friends Are For. And you may remember that she did that with Dionne Warwick, Elton John, and Stevie Wonder. She's had 11 number one R&B singles, 6 number one R&B albums. She's won 7 Grammy Awards, 4 as a solo artist, and 3 with the Pips. And she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Vocal Group Hall of Fame along with the Pips. All right, Midnight Train to Georgia, one of the great songs of all time. And little tidbit, you're going to think I'm pulling your leg, but it's true. That song was originally called Midnight Plane to Houston. I'm not joking. It really was. Look it up. All right. We are going to continue now with our super vocalists of the 70s. And I think you'll recognize a lot of these or all of them. And hope you continue to listen as we go into our second hour. You're listening, of course, to Something About the Women on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're here every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're happy to be here with you, broadcasting from the Tufts University campus. Big shout out to Kirsten and Jane, my co-DJs. We have been on the air since 1973. Okay, starting out our super vocalists of the 70s with Linda Ronstadt.
Thank you. suddenly appear every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkle moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they long to be